Oh my gosh, yeah. I am looking forward to that whole big tour. We're going to so many new places. But I haven't even like been able to put myself in preparation mode for that because I realized from all the touring we do, I literally have to take it like one day at a time. And we have like a full other tour before that. So I'm going to just probably realize I'm going to Australia on the flight there
Okay,
and then
yeah.
be like, oh my God, I'm there. So it's going to sneak up on me. That's how it always happens. But yeah, I'm so excited.
And I mean, you've had this Project Wednesday and your work for some time. And did you ever imagine you'd be doing a world tour with Is it what
Absolutely not. No.
and
I mean, I started like making recordings at my university, just like I thought playing a live show a few years ago was like the craziest thing ever. And now, I mean, it's just insane.
And you've obviously got fans all over the world, and something for so much in your stories resonate with us and with the audience, and your songs are super personal, and the lyrics are poetic but really personal. How do you go getting up on stage and telling these stories? Is it still confronting doing it all these years, or?
No, I think writing the song means to me that I've processed the emotion and the situation enough to have done something creative with it. And of course, the more you have to perform something, the more kind of like your brain trains itself to make that okay. Like if you were throwing yourself into like a traumatizing situation every night, you would never be able to play these songs. So luckily I've adapted, but and they also become about different things. Even if I'm like in Bold Believer, when I perform it, it's about different stuff every night to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they adapt, and I think that's my brain like making it easier for me because my brain understands now that that's what I do. I have to do that every night. So having to put myself in the traumatizing area of my memory won't work every night. So
So it gets easier. So you don't, when you're writing a new song, you're not thinking, "Oh shit, how am I going to present this to the audience?" You don't worry about that. You just get it on
oh
paper.
no. Well, I've never in like my I think after I was trying to describe you to someone, which was 2 albums ago, Twin Plagues was the first album that I wrote not thinking about anyone, thinking about how anyone would receive it but me. So I never think about an audience when I'm writing. I think that really has a bad effect on the songs. I think if you're thinking about anyone else when you sit down to write other than you and maybe one other person that you're dedicating a song to, it'll really mess with your mind.
Yeah. But as I said, there's so much resonance with what you're singing about, even though they're your personal songs, and that's, I guess, the power of your poetry. And do you treat it like poetry? Do you sit down and go, okay, I'm going to write something, or you always have the song in the mind as well?
No, I mostly just start out with just words and maybe like a rhythm, like, because I've learned if you write too many words, it's not going to fit in a song. You'll have to like really pare it down. So I write in a way that is succinct, but I mostly am writing like a poem. I sit down and write like 20 lines every writing session. And not really more, not really less. So that way it's just like a kind of low key, not too much pressure, activity.
And that's always the way you've done it. It hasn't changed. Now you have a full band around you. That's still the same process.
I mean, that's how I approach the lyrics when the and then I'll come with the lyrics and the guitar, my guitar parts, and then the band, we meet up and practice, and they write all of their own parts. I don't write anything but lyrics in my guitar.
Okay. So very true collaboration. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't do it on my own. My bandmates are so talented. It's crazy.
And that's a great thing. You've got the whole band coming out to tour Australia, and you're coming over here to Boorloo, to Perth, the 27th of February, I think it is. I mean, how does it feel touring with the band? Is it like a little family on the road? Is it?
Definitely siblings. I mean, I can't imagine a situation where late 20s, 20-year-olds would get this close to a group of people. Because we spend 24 hours a day together for a month. We see the worst of each other. We see the best of each other. I mean, we like they're definitely my best friends. But yeah, it's like you see every part of people when you're on a tour, and you have to love every part of them to really make it work and tour as much as we do. And luckily we figured it out. But oh my gosh, yeah, it's crazy how much we see of each other. Yeah, definitely like they I consider them all like brothers to me, in a lot of different ways. All the things that that can mean.
Oh, good and bad. That's
Yes. Yeah,
And do you get time to unwind and look after your mental health and touring? Because you it does sound like you're touring a huge amount.
the more we tour and the bigger venues we play leaves more time for a little extra space. We finally we were sleeping 6 to 1 hotel room for, gosh, the first half of last year,
Wow.
and then the years before that, of touring. And before that we weren't even in a hotel, we were in random people's houses. So, and then you make a little bit more money, and then everyone can get their own bed, like 2 to a room, and that is like life-changing on the road. So it's mostly, yeah, the conditions improve as the shows get bigger, and they only get better. We're still in a little van running around kind of all up in each other's business, but it'll only get easier, and that's kind of what keeps us going, because I'm a huge introvert. It's a lot of work to be around people that much, but it's nice to know that situation gets a little more cushy every tour we do.
And these a lot of your stories seem to have a sense of place, a sense of, I mean, it's Hoare Creek, is that right? Where a lot of
Yeah.
the songs have been set, and it sounds like a different sort of place. And I think you might find when you come out to Australia, so we have places like that as well, of course. But how do you go translating your personal set songs about this place and things that happened? I mean, when you're traveling, do you get the sense of resonating with the same sort of stories and same sort of places are out there?
Honestly, no, but I think that's what makes the South so special. Like it's a very singular place. It makes singing these songs makes me miss home a lot, because it is specific. Like A, because it is home, and B, because of the characteristics of the South that make it what it is. But I mean, I think finding similarities is more for like that's like what an audience is doing with my music. When they listen to it and see their home in it. But I'm always thinking about I'm thinking about Asheville and Hot Creek when I sing those songs, and nowhere else. It could be nowhere else for me. Honestly, yeah, it's hard. We love our home, so it makes it hard to be on the road, but it's also incredible to see a bunch of new places. Like it's a mix, but I really don't think I would ever travel if this wasn't my job, because I'm a huge homebody. But it gets easier. I mean, it'll be crazy being in these new countries. I'm just getting used to Europe, kind of. We've been there twice. And then I'll have to start all over again with all of these countries trying to get used to it. But I mean, I guess English-speaking countries are a little easier, but even still, people are so different. Even on the West Coast of the United States, it's like a different country. Like, psychologically, it is so crazy all the possibilities that people can be on this planet and trying to adjust to that.
When you come out here, I think you'll find things that are the same and things that are different in surprising ways. Bit about the album Rat Saw God. Now, both Twin Plagues and it was amazing, and Rat Saw God almost stepped up in terms of your profile in a big way. Was there much change between the way you approached the two albums?
I mostly just got like a huge confidence boost from the way Twin Plagues was received. And I think that reflected, because I felt like I wasn't a musician for a really long time, because I started 5, maybe 6 years ago playing guitar, and I was playing with all these amazing musicians, and I felt really good about lyrics. But I was just felt, I didn't feel like musically my songs were what they could be yet. And then I think after I got some like really good feedback and positive feedback from Twin Plagues, that made me feel like I was a musician finally. I went into recording Rat Saw God feeling a lot better, just about what I could be capable of, and I think that made a huge difference. I wish every musician could feel what it feels like to have positive feedback from a record, like abounding positive feedback, because it really does, especially if you're self-conscious, like at all, which every that's so musicians are. It'll make you, like, as long as it doesn't go to your head, it'll make you better because it'll make you believe in yourself, in what you're doing.
Both
So I
albums
think
and your,
that's the main thing.
yeah, well, both albums and your earlier work, absolutely amazing. But the feedback you're talking about that sort of reinforces the sense of confidence and positivity, is that from your immediate friends and family, or is it the press, or is it the audiences? That what do you value the most in terms of that feedback? What makes a difference in terms of your confidence?
People coming to shows for
Yeah.
sure. And people singing the words or just showing up. I think showing up, physically showing up to show your support for music to me, like I really obviously infinitely love and appreciate people writing about it online and all of that stuff. But a physical embodiment of that, of people going out of their house and going to a show and dancing or like looking at me on stage with like, I don't know. I just, yeah, it's awesome. That's my favorite way to like receive positive feedback is just people coming to the shows.
I think it's my favorite way to receive the music, to have, that live environment and
Oh, yeah.
special nature of a live performance with an audience around you all enjoying it. I'm sure that you'll sell out everything across the Australian leg in your world tour. And
We'll see.
yeah, have you got more music in the pipeline? Fans always want to know what's coming next.
Yeah, we just finished. We practiced for 5 days, new songs for our next album that's written. I think we got like 6 or 7. We're gonna kind of run like maybe 1 or 2 a night per set, starting with the tour that we start in like 2 days. So we're gonna just start playing new songs, which we're so excited for. We haven't played a new song in like a year.
And when you're touring, do you write on the road as well?
I sometimes write lyrics, but I notice I do not have a lot of brain space. I need to be like sitting down with a clear head, usually at home to be able to write. It's not the best environment mentally for me, but it's yeah, no, not really.
Enough going on. I have to ask one obvious question. Why have you called the band Wednesday?
Well, I've given like so many different answers because I don't know exactly what it is. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, there's not really anything exactly, but my main thing like initially was I was thinking about what's a word that is used so often that it would be crazy when someone said it that they think of a band instead of the thing that the word comes from. And a day of the week seemed obvious. So it's like if someone said Wednesday and they're like, "Do you mean the band or the day of the week?" Like I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
If you were to be that important to someone that you wouldn't know what they were talking about. So that's mainly what it is.
Repurposing the word and claiming it as something else.
Yes,
Yeah.
something that's used all the time.
Thank you, Kelly. Really appreciate your time. It's been really great to chat, both as a fan and a presenter on air. Really great to have you on RTRFM. And I'm looking forward to seeing you live at the Record Bite on 27th of February.
Awesome. Thank you so much.